Dating apps can sometimes be the pathway to an incredible relationship, but they can also expose their users to countless forms of sexual violence. In a survey of 10,000 app users, it was discovered by the Australian Institute of Criminology that three-quarters of that group were victims of some form of online sexual violence in the past 5 years. This violence includes stalking, assault, and unwanted sharing of explicit images. Andrew Herlinger asked Sarah Napier, Research Manager at the Australian Institute of Criminology, what the major takeaways were from the survey and the ramifications that it would have for the sector.
We surveyed close to 10,000 Australians who had used a mobile dating app or website, and we found that 73% said that they'd experienced at least one form of online sexual violence on a dating app or website in the last 5 years. So the most common forms of sexual violence experienced were online sexual harassment, and this included being sent sexually explicit images that the respondent didn't want to receive. It also included people constantly sort of harassing them and contacting them after the respondent said that they weren't interested. We also found that just under half of respondents experienced abusive and threatening language on a mobile dating app. So some really concerning figures there for the online sexual violence.
Are there certain groups that seem to be targeted in these sort of attacks, and should these groups be a little bit more aware at least of the dangers that sometimes arise on dating apps?
Yeah, so we did find that LGBT plus men and women were more likely than heterosexual men and women to experience online and in-person sexual violence. And in particular, female LGBT plus people were much more likely to experience various forms of sexual violence as a result of meeting someone on a mobile dating app. So, yes, absolutely, there are some populations who are more at risk, but I think it's really up to the platforms themselves who provide this service to educate their users, warn their users, and teach their users how to be safe on these apps. Because a lot of people go onto these sites thinking, you know, this is a safe place to be, and you know, they don't expect that these kind of things are going to happen to them. So the apps themselves need to actually be very clear about what the risks are and do everything they can to stop these things from happening to their users.
There's also been evidence finding that people have been subjected to this in-person sexual violence even when meeting these people online. This includes verbal pressure, being abused physically, having drinks spiked, sexual acts. It's all very concerning to see that so many people are experiencing this, not just online, but in person.
Yeah, so a third of respondents said that they did experience the in-person sexual violence after meeting someone on a mobile dating app or website. And that figure in itself is very concerning. Just to look at exactly what that was, 27% experienced sexual coercion or assault in person, and this included being pressured to perform unwanted sexual acts or having their drink spiked to coerce the person into performing sexual acts. 19% also experienced reproductive or sexual health-related abuse, which includes someone taking a condom off during sex without consent or withholding information on an STI that they had before they had sex with the person. We also found that 14% experienced in-person stalking from someone they met on a mobile dating app or website. This included people showing up to their work or their home without being invited. So it really shows that as well as the online abuse, which is, you know, damaging enough, victims are also experiencing in-person sexual abuse from people that they meet on these sites, which is, again, really concerning.
Dating apps are limited to people 18 years and over, which means that there's a great opportunity before someone turns 18 to probably educate them on the sort of behaviour that is expected on these dating apps. How exactly would people who are not able to be on dating apps be able to be educated so that when they actually do go on them, they behave in an appropriate manner?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. And, you know, one option could be actually school-based education to, you know, teach kids about the risks of going on online dating apps and also, like you said, how to behave on online dating apps. That might actually help reduce this kind of violence. But also, there may also be a problem with people pretending that they're 18, but they're actually under 18 on these apps. And without proper identity verification methods, then it's really hard to police that. So that's another issue that we're going to be looking at in the future, is how many of these respondents actually use these apps when they're under 18.
Do you think that there is an onus on dating apps to be able to educate the users that are on them? Should they also be taking more responsibility to sort of make sure that perpetrators aren't actually on their apps?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you need to use every tool available to actually prevent people from being harmed through these apps.
Sarah Napier, Research Manager at the Australian Institute of Criminology, speaking there with Andrew Hellinger.